you bounced off of a pretty important topic here, is that what Congress puts out in legislation, the regulators, the agencies in recent years have taken and respun those into something much more broad than what congressional intent ever was. With the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, they're manipulating those to, they can, in my own district, basically tell landowners what they can or cannot do with their land, having little to do with anything with that might have a water quality effect. And so they're getting away with that, and we're pushing back. The lawsuits have been fought, and finally we saw a Supreme Court decision here recently where the EPA just got pushed back a little bit in its authority that it's trying to exert. And so we have to constantly ride on the agencies, especially under Democrat rule, the ones that really want to be aggressively towards waters of the United States, regulating every drop of water, every possible basin that can hold water for more than 6 hours after a rain. They somehow believe that's a water of the United States, or that's somehow, funny enough, navigable. Navigable what? By what? A rubber duck in your bathtub? No, I consider navigable maybe a riverboat like you would see going up and down the Sacramento River in the 1880s, you know? So it's ridiculous what they're trying to get away with until we in Congress can reel them in, or the courts rule more and more on this sort of thing, which the Supreme Court ruling the other day was pretty important. It's kind of narrow, but we want to keep building on that so that we have, you know, Congress is the one that's elected, not the courts, not the regulators. And so I know the executives put those in, the president or a governor at the state level. But they're not directly accountable to anybody once they're in power. And they need to be accountable to us. We need to have much more oversight around here, much more time spent on that.